Beis of Maseches Shkalim. As you notice, the pages are very different than the other pages of the of Shas, because this is a Yushalmi. This is the only Yushalmi that we learn during the Daf Yomi cycle. Why that is interesting. Different opinions, but one suggestion is because since we're doing all of the Seder Moed and Shkalim is the only one that there's no Babli, we want to be Mashim all of Seder Moed, so we put in Shkalim as well. There is a Gemara at the end of Menachos that says Kola Osek B'Chatas Kilu Hikrev Chatas. One who's involved in learning the sugyas of any kachim is as if he's actually bringing kachim. So Shkalim somehow is a fulfillment of that thing. By learning about Shkalim, it's Kilu, we're bringing the Shkalim and we're bringing all the different karbanos. That's the Indian. Now there is a question why Shkalim is in Moed, not in Seder Kachim. Shkalim seems to be more of a Kachim topic, not really a Moed topic. They try to figure this out, but in the end of the day, it is related to Moed, as we'll see the very, very first line of the Mishnah. Now, in terms of the size, the different girsos of the Maseches Shkalim and Yusham, if you look at what we have in front of us, they're only 21 blot. These 21 blot are long blot, they're a very small font, but there is another version which is actually 60 blot. The same exact words, but it's broken up in different pages. It's over the course of 60 blots. In the Maseftas, they have it, the second half, it's the pages look like this. So the words are much bigger, much less on the page. You see, like that, much different. Most Yushalmis look like this, what I'm showing you right now. This one is different. So there are two different versions of the Yushalmi in terms of the layout. One's 60 blot, one's 20 blot. So we see we're trying to fit in a lot in a short amount of time, so these pages are longer, small font, and also the topics are not hard, but there's very little flow. They just have a little halacha, and then it stops, and like a new point, and then a new point, and the words and the terminology are very, very different, so it's hard to understand this without really a lot of help. That's why every perush here is like a whole other shot to the Gemara. So we're going to stick with, I'm going to go with the Masifta here, and the Masifta shot. It's possible your article might have a different shot. The Rivvan, Carbon Eta, they all have different shot to every Gemara because it's so unclear, it's so open to interpretation. So let's begin the Masech as follows here in Daf Beis Amun Aleph. The Mishnah says, Be'echad Ba'adar, which is why it's here in Seder Moed, because it's talking about the months of the year. Be'echad Ba'adar, in the first day of Adar, Mashmin ala Shkalim. They make announcements to start collecting the Shkalim. Now, the Shkalim were collected every single year, and by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they use the new Shkalim to pay for the various karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. So they announced the first day of Adar, so they could collect it over the next few weeks to prepare for the new season, the new year. So again, Mashmin ala Shkalim, HaKalim. They also start warning people about the Kalim, that if you have overgrown grains and grapes and whatnot, make sure you remove it. And B'chamisha Sarbo, on the 15th day of Adar, which is Shushan Purim, Koronis HaMegillah B'Krachim, they'd read the Megillah in the walled cities. U'misaknin Zadurachim V'Vesar Rechovas, they begin to fix the roads and the highways. Now, why do they fix the roads and the highways? You would have thought simply because they get broken. The snow, the winter season, it breaks it up. But the Rishonim actually say it's not just stam fixing the roads, it's actually for a purpose. What's the purpose? Either to, according to some Rishonim, the Rambam says, to make the roads flat. So the Ari Miklat, so the people who are running away, the Shogeg, the ones who murdered B'Shogeg, have a way to get to the Ari Miklat, is to help save them. That's according to the Rambam. While Rabbi Tanura says, no, the reason why is to make the Durachim, the path straight, so they could go perform the mitzvah of Ole L'Regel. But it wasn't just Stam fixing roads, it was the Tzorach Mitzvah, either the Tzorach Mitzvah running to Ari Miklat, or for the purposes of going to Ali L'Regel. So then the mission explains further, as HaMikvos HaMayim, they'd go fix the mikvahs, make sure they were not broken, make sure there was enough water in them, and V'osin Kol Tzarchei Rabim, they would do all the various needs of the community. They have to take upon this. So the Gemara actually says in my Katan that a Rav has a responsibility to make sure all the community needs are taken care of. So all Tzarchei Rabim must be taken care of as well during the month of Adar. U'mitzayinus HaKvaros, it also makes sure all the various cemeteries and the graves are marked off properly so no one becomes tameh coming into contact. They have to fix all these things that may have broken, got ruined over the winter season. The Yotzin HaFaklam, they also go out to the field. Not only would they announce it, but on the 15th Adar, they actually go out to the field and inspect whether or not there were ever any overgrown grapes and grains, making sure that there are no kalim. So this is the Mishnah. We're going to focus first on Shkalim, then we'll go through all the various dinim. There is a din that when it comes to bringing Shkalim, we do not say a bracha on the bring of Shkalim. Why do we not say bracha when a person gives Shkalim? There should be a bracha like any other mitzvah. So the Rashba explains in the Tshuva, because since you're not giving your own money, the money is really viewed as the Kadosh Baruch Hu's money. You're giving it to the Kohanim, it's not really yours. It's really an obligation that you have to give. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you must give this. Therefore, since it's not your money, it does not require bracha. That's the Rashba's understanding of it. But there are other interpretations as to why there is no bracha on the mitzvah of Shkalim. So now, the Gemara says further. Gemara says that Lama ba'echad ba'adar. Why is it the first day of Adar is when they go out? Why is that the day rather they go out to make the announcement? So the Gemara explains, Kadesh Yavo Yisrael es shiklein ba'onasim. So there's enough time for the Jews to collect the shkalm and to send it to the Beis Hamikdash in time. V'tis tarim chumas halishka minachadasha bizmana be'echa b'nisan. The word chumas halishka, just like chuma, is when you're mayrim, when you separate. So they would separate from the Beis Hamikdash the first of Nisan. So you have a whole month to make sure the shekel gets to the Beis Hamikdash. So by the time Alf Nisan comes around, when they do the Trumas Alishka initially in Alf Nisan, your shekel is part of the funds that are being collected from. So Gemara explains further, Mar Rebbe Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, Trumas Alishka Kitchilasa. The very first, when they do Trumas Alishka, we're going to see there a few times a year when they take the funds from the Lishka, from the collection of the Shkalim, the Tchila, the very first time they do this is on the first day of Nisan. Dichsiv vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shana ha'shenis be'echad l'chodesh hukam ha'mishkan. It was the first month in the second year, and the first day of that month, which means Alf Nisan, which is when the Mishkan went up. V'tani Allah b'yom shukam ha'mishkan bo b'yom nisrma ha'chuma. The day the Mishkan went up is the same day you first start taking from the new fund, which is Aleph Nisan. So Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yoshia, B'Shem Kahana, they bring a pasuk. How do we know that the Trumas Halishka first takes place in Aleph Nisan? So Nemar Kan, it says, when it comes to the Karbanos Musaf in Parshas Pinchas, it says, L'chadshe, we know the pasuk, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chadshe L'chadshe Hashana. So that says, Chadshe by the Karban Musaf. But Nemar Lahalan, it says, by Chodesh Hazelachem, it also says, Chadshe. So we're connecting, just like a Chodesh Hazelachem, Rosh Chadash, Rishon Hulachem, the Chadshe Hashana is Nisan, so to Chadshe Hashana by Musaf, by Karban Musaf, Rosh Chodesh is also Nisan. That's the Gzer Shava. Ma Chodesh Shenemar Lahalan by the Pasuk of Chodesh Hazelachem and Parshas Bo is Ein Monin Elam in Nisan, referring to from the first day of Nisan, Av Chodesh Shenemar Kan. So to the Chodesh in the context of Karbanos is also Ein Monin Elam min Nisan. So that's the Gzer Shava that we have to bring the Shkalim for the Karbanos starts from the first day of Nisan. So Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Shavak Rabbi Tavi left out Rosh Hashanah. He quoted a brisa, but he left out the beginning of the brisa, Vamar Sofa. He only said the end of the brisa. He didn't quote the entire brisa. The Lokain, it's unclear if you just present the end of the brisa. So Rabbi Yonah is going to tell us the entire brisa, how we know that you start separating Chuma from the first day of Nisan. Gehoda the Tani, it says in the brisa, Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashanah, that's by the Karban Musaf, Rosh Chodesh. In Parsha Pinchas, you have to start taking from the Shkalim. Yachal, one might have thought, Yehei Torim B'chol Chodesh V'Chodesh. Maybe each month, you have to take from new Shkalim. That's what it says, Chodesh B'chodesh. Each Rosh Chodesh, take new Chuma. Nei Chuma Salishcha. Tamal Omer, B'chodesho, in the singular, B'chodesho L'chodesh Yashana. It's Chodesh. There's one singular Chodesh where you start taking from the new Shkalim. Which Chodesh is that? B'chodesh Echad, only one Chodesh. Who tarm the chodesh Hashanah. From one Rosh Chodesh is when you start separating all the shkalim for the entire year. Which month is that? Yachal be'ez chodesh sheyir. So one might have thought any month that you choose. Gemara says no. Nemar kan chodesh. It says in Parshas Pinchas by the Karban Musaf Rosh Chodesh the word chodesh. V'nemar lahalan. It says in Sefer Bereishis in Bo rather. It says chodesh by chodesh zelachem. Ma chodesh shenemar lahalan ein monin elam nisan. Just like a chodesh zelachem is referring to the first month of the year. Is Nisan, so too Af Parshas Pinchas Af Chodshei Shenemar Kan Ein Monin Elman Nisan. So that's how we know. That's the entire brisa as how we know that you start separating from the Trumas Halishka the first day of Nisan. So Gemara says further now. What does it mean? My Mashmin. What does Mashmin mean? So Rav Huna Amar Machrizen. You make announcements. Mashmin means to make announcements. To start announcing to the people. Start bringing your shkalim. Start sending them to the base of Migdash. Heich Ma Da'at Amar. Just like it says in the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. That they would send out a voice, they'd send out an announcement to start collecting. The rest of the pasuk says, "Lahavi Lashem Masas Moshe," to start collecting the taxes, which is a reference to the shkolim. So, "Vayitnu kol," that's what it means. Mashmim, you start making machrizim, you start making announcements to start sending the shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash. So, the Gemara then says further, "Taman Tanina," and it says over there in the Mishnah Maseches Megillah, the first paragraph. We're probably familiar with this Mishnah. Ein bein ada harishom la'ada sheni ela mikra megillah umatos la'avyonim. The only difference between ada rishon and ada sheni when there's a leap year, when there's Eber Shana, is on ada sheni we read megillah and we also give matos la'avyonim, as opposed to ada rishon where we don't. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi af Shimua shkalim uklaim beinem. There's another difference which the Bavli doesn't actually mention, but this Yushalmi does mention, that we only announce the collecting of the shkalim and we announce checking the klaim only in Adar Sheni, but we don't mention it in Adar Rishon. So those are two other differences that the Yushalmi adds. So Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yosi v'yeus. Yes, it's a lashon of correct. That's how the Yushalmi says correct. That distinction of shkalim and klaim is correct as well. He's going to explain the reason. Because klum amru mashmim es al shkalim al kidei lo kidei sheyaviu yisrael ashiklaim ba'onasam. Is the point of shkalim, is it not to tell people to send the shkalim in time? Now, if you have to announce an adar rishon, imat amar ba'adar harishon, that you have to announce adar rishon to start collecting the shkalim, Ad Kedon is Beshata Shisan Yomim, the 60 days or so until Al Nisan. That's way too long. You don't make announcements so far in advance. People are going to forget about it. It only is an effective announcement if it's very close to the time when the deadline is. So there's no point to mention the bringing of Shkalim and Adar Rishon. So this distinction of Rabbi Shuba Levi is correct. And further, by Kalayim, why do we only mention Kalayim in Adar Sheni? But Klum Amru, Yotzin Afal Klaim, do we not say the reason why you go out to climb is Lo Kadeshe Hatzmachim Dikarim? Is that not because the various growths of the grapes and the grains are visible, they're recognizable? So go out and start separating them. Im Amr At, if you tell them Ba'adar Rishon, so then the din would be Ad Kedein Einan Dakikim. It's so far in advance in Pesach. Now we know why do we add on a leap year, an extra month. It's only because the season's so far behind. That means nothing's really growing. So if you're telling them to inspect Adar Rishon, which is 60 days before Pesach, which is 60 days before spring, there's nothing really to see. They're going to go and inspect, they can't see anything. It only makes sense within 30 days of spring to start inspecting. So for this reason, Rabbi Shuba ben Levi says, not only is there a difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni with respect to Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonim, but also with respect to the announcements of Shkalim and the announcements of looking, inspecting for the Kalayim. Gemara now says, last few lines of the Amud here, Rabbi Chizkiah shal mi'ata. Lashon shal doesn't necessarily mean ask you. He really made a statement. Rabbi Chizkiah said mi'ata. Now, Bnei Bavel, people who live very, very far from Yerushalayim, they also have the obligation to send in their shkalim, so they live so far away. They should be mashmin al shkalim me'rosho shel charif, since it takes much longer to get their shekel to the base of Mikdash. It wouldn't be enough to announce Alf Adar. 30 days from Bava wouldn't be sufficient. They'd have to be announced from the beginning of Chorev sometime, maybe in Cheshvan or something, announced then to have a few months to send the Shkalim properly to the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, Lo Kadesh Yavil Yisrael Shekleim Bonasam. Is it not for the purpose of, this way everyone is a chalek in the Karbanos? And this way everyone has enough time to get the shkalm in, so they have the chumas alishka taken, the shkalm taken from every single person's shekel. Now just remember, there's a big machlokas in Rishonim. What is the purpose of shkalm? Some say shkalm is, the whole purpose is really a kapar. If you look at the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, which is where Machzor Shekel comes up, it seems to be a kapara of some sort. It's a kapara. That once everyone gives their Machzor Shekel for a kapara, so now you have a lot of money, what do you do with it? So the secondary purpose is use it for their karbanos. But the ikar purpose is not to fund the karbanos. The ikar purpose is for a kapara. However, others say, no, the ikar purpose is actually to fund the karbanos. That's the purpose, to fund them. So the big nafkamina is, what age is a person chayiv to bring shkalm? So there's a machlokas between the Ramban and others. Ramban writes in Parsha Kisisa, I forget who says what, one says the age of 13, like any mitzvah, and the other one says the age of 20, because 20 is the age of kapara. So if it's about ikar, it's really this shkalim is simply a kapara, so then you shouldn't be chayiv until you're 20. But if the purpose is to fund the karbanos, then like any other mitzvah, it should be the age of 13. So that's a big machlokas here. So either way, the Gemara tells us that if you live in Bavel, since you need more time to get the shekel to the base of Mikdash, you should really have the announcements from the beginning of Chorif. So the Gemara says, Hesiv Rabbi Ula. Rabbi Ula asks from the following brisa, Kome Rabbi Mana. Kome is a lashon of in front of Rabbi Mana. He asked the following shayla. Vatanina, don't we have a mishnah that tells us later on in the third parak of Masechah Shkalim? That Beshlosha Prak and Bishana, there are three times of the year, Tormin et Alishcha, where they begin taking out from the Chumas Alishcha. Befros HaPesach. Fros means like half, like a pras is half. So 15 days, it means 15 days, the Gemara in Bechoros tells us this, 15 days prior to Pesach, Befros HaAtzeres, 15 days prior to Shavuos, Befros HaChag, 15 days prior to the Chag, before Sukkot. So Amrlei, so Nemar, Ilan, the Craven, Befros HaPesach. So what the understanding right now is that they make one announcement of other. And then, if you lived further away, it took more time for you to get the shekel. So those who lived closer, so you'd be able to be part of when they separate the shekel from Prosa Pesach. So Elim Krovin, those who were very close, where the shekel got to the base mikdash in a couple of days, before Prosa Pesach, that means 15 days before Pesach, they would start using those shekelim. Then there's another pot of Elin Durachokin. People who lived a little further away, where it took more time to get to the base of Mikdash, so by the time Shavuos comes around, so 15 days before Shavuos, then they take the money from the second round of Shkalm that came in. And Elin Durachokin, Minon, those are even further, who lived, let's say, in Bavel, it took much longer to get in, Befrosachag. It wouldn't come until before Sukkot, where they collected. But what comes out from this, Bryce, is there's only one announcement, which is Av Adar. It just took time for people to get there. As opposed to what we were suggesting before, according to Bechizkiah, he felt that no, there were actually different announcements. The goal was to have everyone get there by Av Nisan. The announcements were different times, but this Bryce says no, the announcement was once, but that people got delayed when the actual money came in to the base of Megiddo. So that's a machlokas, that's a Bryce that's against the Shita of Rabbi Chizkiah. So Gemara now says, on to Amr Beis. Says the Gemara, Amr Lei. The truth is, really, everyone brought it at the same time, and the truth is there really was announcements earlier. There was an announcement in Choref, an announcement in different parts of the season. They want everyone to get their money in by Alf Nisan. So if it's true they wanted their money to get in by Alf Nisan, so what's this whole business of Lama Amru B'Shlosha Prakim? Why they say it three times of the year, they make a whole big event of separating the Chuma Prosa Chag, and Prosa Sukkis, and Prosa Pesach, Prosa Tzeres. What's the point? They all come in at the same time, Alf Nisan. All you have to really do is start using the funds Alf Nisan. They're doing a whole other procession of separating Shkolim again, Prosa Tzeres and Prosa Hachag. So Gemara says the reason why they do this is only to make a big fanfare. The Gemara explains, Kedei Lasos Pumbe the Davar. Pumbe means to make a whole public event. What's the point? So it really has to take place, Midiraisa is, on the level, everyone gets the Shkolim in Alf Nisan, and then they start taking the Shkolim from that collection Alf Nisan. But they do it again. They kind of like shake up the money and they separate it, do a whole other separating before Shavuos and before Sukkot just to make a whole procession. Why? They want to remind people who live far away that you make sure to send your shkolim for the next coming year. Just to have reminders throughout the year. So these were reminders throughout the year that they'd have a new truma. They'd separate from a new pot during the year as a reminder that people should send their shkolim. But the truth is, it should really get in by Aleph Nisan. The Gemara now says, a bit of an agadah here, the Gemara says, of Yehuda bar Pazi, b'shem Rebbe, hein nikra, below nibais. Could one possibly read the following psukim and not be trembling, not be scared from what they read? Letova, with respect to Tova, with respect to dedicating various money and materials to the Mishkan, it says, kol nidiv lev, only those who had nidiv lev, but not everybody was willing to dedicate things to the Mishkan. It was limited. That's Latova. That's for something good and positive. As opposed to Lera, when it came to the making of the eagle, Vaisparku Kol Ha'am, the entire nation was willing to give up money, give up their gold for the Egal Zav. So that's a terrible thing. For Latova, it was limited. Only Nediv Lev gave. But for the Egal Zav, everyone gave. Similarly, the Tova, when it came to good, when it came to the being Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, it says, Vayotze Moshe Sa'am, Moshe got out, and he encouraged the Am to go greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Machaneh, it's Parshas Yisrov. They had to be encouraged to go see the Shechina. As opposed to Lero, when it came to the Miraglim, all on their own, Vatikravu and Eli Kucham, they all willingly on their own went out to go greet the Miraglim and push for the Miraglim. So when it came to Latova, they needed encouragement. When it came to Lero, they on their own, terrible thing. How do you read this Tukman and not cry? Another distinction we have like this. Latova, but came to the singing of Az Yashir, says, Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. Only after Moshe sang first and encouraged them, inspired them to sing, then they started to sing in song. But Lero, when it came to Ban, when it came to Meraglim, Vatisa Kol Eda on their own, they all belted out crying on their own. So again, this is a third place where the Tova, it was limited, but Lero, unfortunately, they were all very willingly. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, we have the same thing in the Pasuk in Tzfanya. It says, Achein hishkimo hishchisu. Every hishchisu, every destruction, every calamity in Klai Yisrael was always on hishkimo with its reasons, unfortunately. Kol hashchasa shehayu osen, all terrible things that Klai Yisrael had done, whether it's Avodah Zarah, Arayos, or anything else, bashkama hayu osen. So they did this with great reasons, unfortunately. So Amar Rabbi Abba bar Acha, Ein at yachol amod al ufya. we can't understand the ofi, we can't understand the nature of the Shel Umazu, the nation of Klai Yisrael. They're very confusing, very strange nation, if you will. Nitbaina le'ego v'nosin, they're very willing to give their money and dedicate it towards the ego. Yet on the other hand, nitbaina le'tzarech mishkan le'mishkan v'nosin, they also were very willing to give money towards the mishkan. So he says they do everything with passion, whether it's good or bad, everything done with passion. You can't figure out the root, the nature of this nation. But Tanya Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina had the masis, and he felt otherwise. He says they're not confused at all. According to what we just said, that Rabbi Abba Bar Acha thought that they gave money to the Mishkan willingly, it wasn't really true. They only gave the Mishkan because it was supposed to be a kapara for the Egal Zav, as he explains in the Braisa. Hodemasnisa, the Braisa says, Vasisa kapores zav tahor. They made the kapores of gold. Why? Yavo zav shel kapores v'chaper zav shel egel. The only reason why they dedicated money to the Mishkan and to the kapores and the various kelim was as a kapara for the egel. Not because they're passionate about it, but because they wanted the kapara. So there's a machlokas whether or not they gave the money because they wanted to, or simply as a kapara. Gemara says further now, Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman shalosh chumos nemru b'parshazos. In the parshos, it says the word chuma three different times. One is to tell me chumos adanim, they would give money towards the collecting of the adanim of the Mishkan. Chumas shkalim, which was used for the karbanos, and chumas hamishkan, which was used for the other materials, other parts of the Mishkan. As it says, da'be b'nei yisrael v'ikhu li chuma zos chumas adanim. It says in the pasuk, "Me'ez kol isha sheid venu libo tichu es chumasi zo chumas shkalim." Then it says one third pasuk, "V'zos hachuma asher tichu meitam zo chumas hamishkan." So Rashi already quotes this al Torah that says chuma three times for these three different parts of the Mishkan. Again, for karbanos, for the Mishkan, and for the adanim. So the Gemara explains a little bit further. Chumas hamishkan lemishkan. All the money collected for the Mishkan was for the Mishkan and mashi yitzu yasu. Whatever the various gizbarim wanted to do with the money, they could use it to build the menorah, to build the walls. They could use it however they pleased. Chumas shkalim was lekarbon. The money collected from shkalim was only used for the animals, for the actual karbanos. Mashi yitzu yasu, they could use whatever money for whichever animals they wanted. And Kadeshu Kulan Shava, the purpose is that everyone should have a chalik in the kabbalah. So that's why they give shkalm. It sounds from the Gemara here. The purpose of shkalm was not for a kapara. The purpose of shkalm was that everyone has a chalik in the various kabbalahs tzibor to help fund the kabbalahs. And finally, the chumas adanim were ladanim. As we know, the money designated simply for adanim can only be used for the adanim. So these were the three different chumas. So it says that Parsa and the Apostle in Parsha's Kisisa, he'ashir lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit. Those who are wealthy cannot give more than a machas a shekel. Those who are poor cannot give less than a machas a shekel. Everybody must have an equal chelek in the machas a shekel, an equal chelek in all the karbanos. So Amar Rabbi Abba af parsha zos. Even in this parsha, in Perek Laman and Parsha's Kisisa, it also says, Nemar ba shalosh chumos. It says chuma three times. Machas a shekel, chuma lashem, yitain chumas Hashem. Lase says chumas Hashem. The reason why the Mepharshim explained is that they should all have an equal chelek, not only in machzeh shekel, the karbanos, but they should also have an equal chelek in the adanim and equal chelek in the karbanos. In other words, even though it only says a pasuk he'eshel lo yarbe by the shkalim, which refers to karbanos, since it says the word chuma three times, they all have an equal chelek, regardless of how much they give. They do all have an equal chelek, not only in the karbanos of shkalim, but even in the adanim and even in the mishkan. Even if people were to give more or were to give less. The Rambam has interesting din. The Rambam writes that the very verse halacha in Hilchos Shkalim, he says that a person cannot give less than a machzeh shekel. Let's say a person wants to give a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit the next day, and in totality, it's going to an aggregate of machzeh shekel. Rambam says you violate an iser. You have to give all machzeh shekel at one time. You can't separate a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow. That's the understanding of the Rambam. So the Gemara then says as follows. B'chamisha asar bo, we're going back to halachas of Purim. B'chamisha asar bo, Koranes and Megillah, B'krachim, on the 15th of Adar, that's when the walled cities would read the Megillah. So, lo kein amar Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Huna, Rav b'shem Rabbi Chia, Rabba. This is not what they learned in his name. Hakol yotzin b'arbasar shuzman kriyasa. He argued and said, no, everybody, even the walled cities, read on the 14th. This is clearly against our Mishnah here, the Mishnah, many Mishnahs in Maseches Megillah, that this opinion of Rabbi Chia says you actually read it, everybody reads on the 14th. So Gemara says, Amarlei, lo ba elala mercha, shekol mitzos nagos ba'ad sheni, ein nagos ba'ad rishon. That's not what he's coming to tell us here. They didn't hear in the Mishnah, when this Mishnah explained that you read on the 15th, which goes against Rabbi Chiya, he says, no, everybody agrees you read on the 14th. But when it says here you read on the 15th, it's telling us, not the 15th is really Lav Davka, it's really telling us that don't think when there are two Adars, you should read in Adar Rishon. It's telling us that you really should read in Adar Sheni. Adar Sheni is the Ikr. That's the Chiddush here. But in terms of the dates, the 14th and the 15th, that was not really on the radar here. So the Gemara explains further that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Achia, Havan, Hayasvin, they were sitting down once, and Amar Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chia, and he said to him, Lo Mistavra El Shavar. The truth is, when the din of Rabbi Chia, he said that everyone reads on the 14th, it's only L'Shavar, which means B'di'eved. B'di'eved, if a walled city read on the 14th, they're Yotze. Aval Leba, which means L'Chachila, Lo, L'Chachila, they should read, the walled city should read on the 15th, like we know. When he says that everybody can read, that Barba, Sar, who's man Kriya L'Kol, that's only the respect of B'di'eved. If they read on the 14th, they've Yotze, they fulfill the obligation. But certainly L'Chachila, walled city should read on the 15th. So Gemara says, "V'hatani." Doesn't it say? Don't we have a brayso? This appears also in Maseches Megillah. Makom shenagul lekros hashneyamim, a place where they read on 2 days. Where would they read on 2 days? Megillah in a place like Tveria, where there's a suffix whether it was wool from the time of Yeshua ben Nun or not. They weren't sure. So the Gemara there says you should read both on the 14th and on the 15th day. So they said these places that they would read on 2 days. Now, if it's true, according to Reb Chelbo, that lichachila you should read on the 14th. So once they read on the 14th, why would they have to read again on the 15th? So Amrlei, Af Anan Sefer came, we also hold that din, that L'chachila they should read on the 15th. In other words, there seems to be, again, this is a very confusing conversation. This is very typical for Yerushalmi, who's saying, who's going back and forth. But in the end of the day, what comes out here is that there is an opinion that holds everyone should read on the 14th. And there's another opinion, which is how we hold, that the Waltz should read on the 15th. So we understand why Tveria reads on the 14th and the 15th, because they're 2 different days. We don't know if Tveria is an unwalt city or walt city. But this is a kasha, according to Rabbi Chiya, who felt that everyone should read on the 14th. So if everybody, even walt city, should read on the 14th, why would you ever have a case where Tveria or any other city should read 2 days in a row? So the Gemara kind of leaves that off. Now they're going to try to answer the question. But again, this is typical for Yerushalmi, unclear exactly what's going on here. So Amar Rabbi Mana, the Yaos. Yaos again is a lashon of correct. You are correct. That Ilu Mishakarya Barbasar, Choser, the Karya Bachamishasar, if you say you read on the 14th, and then you have to read again on the 15th, it's going to be very confusing. Shema Ein Shamalo, maybe they're not going to listen to you. They're not going to listen to you read on the 15th. Shema Ata Omer, if you say this, then Nims is Oker, Zman Krachim Biyadcha. What's going to happen is, you read on the 14th, and then again, you read on the 15th, they're going to say not to read on the 15th. They're going to say, no, we already read on the 14th. And if you read on the 14th and they didn't read on the 15th, they're going to say, oh, maybe all walled cities should read only on the 14th and they won't read on the 15th anymore. And therefore, they said, that's why you have to repeat on the 15th day again. So again, what's going on, it seems to be what's going on here is that in a city like Tveria, in a Hanami, your Yotz in the 14th already, that's fine. But what happened is, if you suggest reading the 15th and they said, we already read on the 14th, people are going to say, oh, maybe walled cities don't have to read on the 15th at all. And that's the reason why they said, repeat it both on the 14th and on the 15th, to make sure people realize that there are 2 different days for 2 different cities. Again, it's a bit unclear what's going on and the different explanations, but that's, I guess, a superficial reading of this part of the Gemara. So now the Gemara says further, Tana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, mitzvos hanohagos ba'adar sheni. The mitzvos that are practiced in Adar Sheni, Einagos Berishon, are not practiced in Adar Rishon. In other words, Megillah and Matanos Avyonim, Chutz Mehesped V'Tainis Shein Shavin Bazeh Bazeh. With respect to eulogizing, with respect to fasting, that's aser both in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, but with respect to all the mitzvahs, that's practiced only in Adar Sheni. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav, Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shubin Levi, Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This is how we paskin that all the mitzvahs are done in Adar Sheni. If you remember the sugyas in Megillah, there are actually a few different opinions. We assume like this opinion. Rav Huna Rabba the Tziporin, who is the Rav in Tziporin, a city, Amr, he said, Hinig Rabbi Chanina B'Tziporin Ka'ada the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He practiced like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Lo Amar Ela Hinig, he only said he practiced, Halalacha Lo, but he didn't actually say this was the Psak, but that was simply the practice. And there are distinctions between Halacha and Minhagim. Actually, interestingly, the Yushalmi, we talk about the Koach of a Minhag, there are a few Yushalmis, but there are no real Bablis about this. The Yushalmi seems to emphasize the Koach of Minhagim more so than the Koach of Halacha. That's found in the Yushalmi. There are some Bablis as well, but this seems to be a theme of the Yushalmi, how powerful, how I think the language is like, Minhag is batel halacha. It's a Yushalmi that appears in Yivamos and one other place in Yushalmi. So then the Gemara says, finally, Aval in and Sharas. Even though this is all true by the distinction between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, that Adar Sheni is the Iker, but with respect to writing documents, Lin and Sharas, goes from Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni Stam. We write Adar Rishon as Adar Rishon, but when you write Adar Stam, we don't have to say Adar Sheni, we just simply write Adar Stam, and that's a reference to Adar Sheni. So that is how, because Adar is really the Iker month. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says the other way around. He says Adar Rishon is actually Stam, Stam. Adar Stam is a reference to Adar Rishon, but Adar Sheni we write as Tinyan as the second one. So there's a machlokas during a Iber Shana, when you write Adar Stam, is that a reference to Adar Rishon, or is that a reference to Adar Sheni? Let's quickly recap. It might be a hard daf to recap, but we're going to try at least quickly. We start off with the Mishnah that Aleph Rishon, Aleph, rather Adar Rishon, we say about Mashminas Hashkalam, and we send out announcements about separating for the climb. On the 15th of the month, we said we read Megillah for the walled cities. We go out to fix their different roads, and we fix the mikvahs, and we do all the Tzarech Rabim, and we're Mitzayin Etzel Kros. We also go out to inspect to remove all the different climbs. So then the Gemara said, how do we know that Aleph Rishon is when you start doing the Trumas HaLishcha of the Nishkam, based on various psukim of the connection of Chad Sheh Shana of Rosh Chodesh, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, and the possibly Chod Shezeh Lachem. So we brought a whole braisa. Then the Gemara says, the Lashon Mashmi means to announce, based on the pasuk in Divrei Yamim. And then we discussed the din of about when there's two Adars, we do the announcements of Shkalim and of a climb only in Adar Sheni, but Adar Rishon makes no sense. Adar Rishon is too far in advance to make announcements about Shkalim. It's too far in advance to make announcements about climb. Another thing where I point out that although this is all true, you make an announcement Aleph Rishon, Aleph Adar, when it comes to the local places, when it comes to Bnei Bavel, you have to start making announcements from already Chorif because they need more time to get the money over to the base of Mikdash. And then we spoke about the three times a year, Prosa Pesach, Prosa Atzeres, Prosa Chag, when they'd actually start separating, taking from the new funds for the different karbanos. And then Amar Beis, we spoke about the three different psukim where Latova, Klaiso is very limited in terms of their ability to participate. When it came to Ra, they were very willing to participate in all the different things of the Meraglim, the Chayde Egel, and so on. And then the Gemara says there are three Chumas mentioned. There's Chumas Adonim, Chumas Shkalim, and Chumas Mishkan. And we invoke the pasuk of Ha'asher Lo Yarbe Ba'adal Lo Yamid, that everybody should be equal in terms of the Chalik and all the various three Chumas. And then finally we spoke about the dinim of Adar Sheni is the Iker, and Adar Rishon is only secondary. We don't do anything in Adar Rishon other than the Isser Tainis and Isser Hesped. And then about the Sharos, however, there's a machlokes by Sharos, whether Stam Adar in Iber Shana is referring to Adar Rishon or referring to Adar Sheni. Okay, welcome to some of your first Yushalmi.